Well, as a Yankee, he was down here and interviewed Al Cook, and she said she'd been up to see a good friend of ours, Dr. who has a very decided Yankee brogue, who was doing welfare work, and she said, Alice said, Lord, Miss my wife, Miss Dorothy come down and talked to me and said, I just, you know, Miss Dorothy, she always, you know, missed the last word, Miss Dorothy come down and talked to me and said, she talks so pretty, says she takes time to place the words just right, but and said, I just love to listen to her talk, but said, I didn't understand a thing she said. And our friend said, well, what in the world was the matter? And it says, well, Miss, just to tell you the truth, she and our nationality. She loved to black herself with her, she and our nationality. And she didn't want to offend Miss Dorothy, but she just plumped, she and our nationality. I saw Dorothy at a party, and I told her, I said, oh, you spent all the time with Alice? She didn't know, she smiled and didn't know a word you had said. And because, you know, they're past masters at ingratiating themselves, you know, in that generation. And being polite, their amenities and the sensitivity of the feelers they put out are just wonderful. But she didn't get a thing out of it because she wasn't.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
You know, nationality. Now, that's how she classified that. And they looked down on Jewish people a good bit, too, because they had the stores and they would wrangle, you know. And as I said, Mr. You don't want to fool with him. He really is a Jew. I said, why, Alice? She said, even his wife is such a Jew, she come from Jerusalem. She thought Jerusalem came from the word Jew, you see. His wife come from Jerusalem. And so it's odd how they have that little patterns of thinking like that.
Right.
Mr.
By the way, if you have a wound and flesh around the wound becomes affected
and sensitive and all.
Yes.
Proud flesh.
It's always been used.
Yes, it was used in my family. I mean, by that, now I don't know what they would.
Did you ever hear a black reverse the L and the R so that you get loud fresh?
No, not that I recall. But they frequently will hit like that, you know. And
the L and the R seem to.
Two
reversals.
Uh-huh.
And here in Jerusalem, I'm wondering if there wouldn't be a reversal in the U and the R sound.
Uh-huh.
To make them think that.
Yeah, that's probably so. Uh-huh. And they do hit things. That's interesting. It could
almost
well be.
Almost a pattern.
Almost a pattern.
If we just had enough data on it, it would be fascinating to work out. Regarding schooling, would you tell me something about your school experience?
Well, I was, of course, born and reared in the country, and in a little small community that was in the middle of a farming section, and that always had a local school, but I came the movement of the consolidated school, so I went by bus to Aberdeen in Monroe County there. And so I went to all three public schools in Aberdeen. And
I see. Were women teachers called school marms?
No. It was always just the teacher.
Teacher. Mm-hmm. And she would refer to you proper term, student?
Yes.
Rather than scholars?
No, student, yeah.
And if you didn't show to at school, if you decided to go fishing, that was, you
mean,
what?
You'd be playing hooky or absent?
Playing hooky. Corrected or punished by physical means, or I mean, what was that called? If the teacher did use physical punishment,
Well, you were spanked or whipped.